So, I have peace of mind only when I love unconditionally. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I have peace of mind only what? Only when I love unconditionally. You see, peace of mind cannot come to anyone, anywhere, anytime, under any circumstances, unless they first have unconditional love, unless they first are non-judgmental, you know, untouchable, one-pointed, not possessed by anything. Oh boy, I mean, I'll not have peace of mind until I get there? That's right. Because the moment you have any one of those things, you can't have peace of mind, because you're judging. And the minute you judge somebody, you're saying something, or even yourself, you're saying, this is wrong, this is right. And when you're possessed by something, if you don't get happiness from someone, you get upset. When someone doesn't make you happier, or when someone makes you sad, you're upset. See, the world must not manipulate us or control us. I am God. I am the creator of my world. I am the allness. There is nothing existing in the universe outside of the divine beingness which created me, which I am. And therefore, I am expected by my creator, whom I am, to see everything with no judgment, see everything without possession, just enjoy it, to see everything with one-pointed vision and see everything with being untouched. You see? Mm-hmm. If I can do that in that way, then what happens? Then all of my world is at peace. I am living in unconditional love. Now, you say, well, that's an impossible situation. That's right. That's exactly true. That's an impossible situation, and nobody is ever going to experience it unless they work on it. Nobody is ever going to experience it unless they work on it. I read a quotation, and it said, a great musician got up to play the piano, and when he sat down at the piano, he started taking lessons on how to play the piano. And this is how we are. We are great musicians. Now, how do you start taking lessons so that you can be that which you are? You start taking lessons by listening within, by believing in yourself, and by knowing that your peace of mind comes when you live unconditionally. Your peace of mind, your success as anything that you want to be a success at in life, is there when you are unconditionally loving. Now, did you ever hear of this? I love my guitar. Oh, my guitar is so much fun to play. I love my guitar. Oh, my guitar is wonderful. My guitar is such a fun thing to play. Do you think that person plays the guitar very well?
Yes.
Oh, boy, he sure does. You know? When you love something so tremendously, when a mother, instead of saying, play the piano, play the piano, play the piano, if she would just sit down with her child and say, sweetheart, why do you think I'd like to have you learn to play the piano? And he says, because you're mad at me. You know. Well, now, if that's the case, because you're mad at me, then he's not going to have any interest in learning, is he? He's not going to have any interest in becoming a good player of the piano. Now, if the mother were just to say to the child, hey, you know, you play baseball and football and basketball because these develop the skills of your physical body to be very agile and to be very powerful and to be very wonderful. Do you like that? Oh, yes. Now, when you go to school, this helps you to develop the skills that you already have within you of being a good thinker, of knowing how to read and write, knowing how to do all sorts of things. And is that a good idea, really? Well, if I have to, you know, okay. But you don't have to. It's when you want to, it's fun. But when you have to, then it's a hard, hard thing to do. And why do you think I'd like to have you play the piano? Because I think that as you grow up, having the ability to play the piano, do you know what the piano is? The piano is a magnet. The piano is one gigantic magnet. music is the eternal of the universe. The universe is built on music. It's built on the notes of the music. It's built on the staff. It's built on all that melody and the vibrations. You heard about vibrations, right? The universe is built on vibrations. Okay. Music is vibrations. And you learn how to be in control of those vibrations. You learn how to play the keys of the piano to bring harmonious vibrations. Now, you can also bring not harmonious vibrations. Ah! You know, can't stand it. But you can learn harmonious vibrations. Now, when you learn harmonious vibrations, everybody loves it. Everybody loves what they hear. And when you have inharmonious vibrations, nobody wants to listen to you. Ah, shut that thing off! Now, when the Japanese came over here and played some of their music, or we went there and heard it, we thought, oh, but discordant music. The Chinese are the same way. Now, why? Because they had a different background in music. Now, if we had learned their music, we would have found it very harmonious. But because we had learned a different style of music, we felt theirs was inharmonious. And you see, when you become a great musician, or even a little musician, and you start learning how to take your magnet, the piano, and draw out of the universe all those beautiful sounds, the vibrations that are there. Because, you know, son, I'm not taking words and writing them down and giving them to you and having you read them so that you know what they say. I am saying them, and you're hearing my vibrations. And then your brain is taking my vibrations, and it is defining them and saying, yes, that was an A, that was a B, and things like that, you see. And as this goes on, Rex wants to give my leg a bath too. But as this goes on, what happens? We learn all these wonderful, magical themes to accomplish anything we want. Anything we want. Music and mathematics are what are the definition of the universe. Without music, there'd be no mathematics. Without mathematics, there'd be no music. They are one and the same together. And they're very beautiful. Now, you see, Einstein was not a great man. Einstein was an ordinary man who listened within. And when Einstein listened within, things started happening. His brain started operating in full capacity, or not full capacity, but I mean good capacity. And his brain started sending back all of these little syntax to make it work beautifully. And the more he did this, the crazier he got. Until he was not accepted in his school because he was an idiot. He did not fall into the limitations of the rest of the class. And then he went on to do other things. Naturally, he'd be in the patent office, but he went on to do other great things. But always, his mind was 300 years ahead of everybody else. And everybody admired him, but they didn't understand him. And you see, he had one desire in his life, and that was to listen within and to follow the magic that came out of his within. And I would like you to listen within and follow the magic of your within, the mother says to her son. And the way you listen within and follow the magic within is to give yourself a vehicle. When you were a little baby, just born, and you were laying there and goo goo gaga, and you didn't know your eyes and your nose and your toes. You didn't know anything. You were just there. Within you was everything. Within you was all knowledge. Within you is all the capacity for you to be anything in the world. You just hadn't developed the vehicle to express it. So as you grew and added weight to your body, and as you added talent to your mind to reveal it, and as you added the dexterity to your body, your fingers, your toes, and so on, you were able to utilize that genius that's within you. And you have it within you. Now, many parents tell their kids later, you're not ready for this, you're not ready for this. But I have always said to you, you're a genius. You're fantastic. Now, if a mother or a father or a mentor or anybody were to say this to a child as they're growing up, we not only would have an Einstein, but we would have a socially accepted Einstein. You see, Einstein had no interest in society and in what's going on in the community, except he was against war and against a few other things, which is natural. And Einstein was Jewish, and so therefore he went through the German-Jewish problem, and that was not a pleasant thing to have in his consciousness either. And in a way, he blocked those things out. And in blocking them out, he again became more antisocial, more not social, not antisocial, just not social. That's a big difference. So if a mother were to say this to her child, and through the wisdom, the child can understand these things, just go slow. And she has to understand too. Then that child is going to be so eager, so interested in learning. If every teacher with their new class coming into their school, you know, they're in the fall or spring, whenever the new class comes into their room, they say, "Boys and girls, do you realize that you are all geniuses? Do you realize that you have the ability to do anything because it's all inside of you? And I am going to work with you this semester to help you bring it out. I'm going to work with you to help bring the genius out of you, to bring this magnificence out." But we have to have a vehicle. So the vehicle we're working with is geography and geometry and trigonometry and whatever, and English and poetry. And Shakespeare. Shakespeare? Who wants Shakespeare? Well, Shakespeare teaches us that we can have a diversity of knowledge within us and express it in a fabulous number of ways, and click, click, click. For all that Shakespeare wrote, he would have had to live a dozen lifetimes. But he wrote them all in one lifetime because he didn't have to rethink it. Or a Mozart, who sat down at his copy page and every note exactly in the right place. And when he sat down at the piano, he played everything. He knew what he wrote and he knew what everybody else wrote. And he just played beautifully. He was a great pianist. And you see, he loved it, but he tuned into the within. And boys and girls, that's what we're going to do this semester. We're going to tune into the within, and we're going to let that vehicle use the techniques that we are learning in our class. And this is going to be a fun class. This is going to be an exciting class. And you're going to be so happy every day when you go home from school. You're going to say, "Mom, guess what I learned today? Guess what I did?" And, "Mom, I didn't learn it. I just revealed it because it was already within me. Did you know that, Mom? Did you know that?" And mother and dad go to the teacher and say, "What are you teaching this kid?" And the teacher tells them, "My God, I wish we had learned that when we were kids. They have such an excitement for learning, such an excitement for revealing, such an excitement for being in this class. It's unconditional love the teacher gives to the kids that way." The teacher is not there to teach them a subject, but to teach them the art of, what would you say, the art of being themselves, but the art of revealing what's within them. You see, the teacher teaches students the desire to learn, and to call it the desire for learning is wrong, but it teaches the students in such a way that they get excited about learning. She inspires the students to learn and to get excited about what they're doing, and that's beautiful. And you see, this is what we can do for ourselves. It's not too late. Einstein's brain was so beautifully wired that some of the partitions were not even there anymore. They just dissolved so that the brain, left and right, could meld with one another. And he did it with the vibrations. What vibrations? He listened within. He tuned within to that divine reality that he is and was. And fantastic. You can do it. I can do it. We all can do it. Every successful being on the face of the earth is successful because they listen within, not because they listen without. They may act upon what they hear without, but they listen within, and that's their field of, I don't want to say judgment, that's their field of guidance, that's their field of direction, that's their field of empowerment. And man, that is great. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Peace of mind comes to us when we have unconditional love. And unconditional love comes to us not when we seek it out, But when we fall in love with who we are and the world we have created, without judging, without saying it has to do this or that, but we fall in love with it. That's neat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. Put these things into practice. Or we're getting letters, emails, telephone calls from people all over the world telling us how they listened to the Thought for Today and the other lectures, and how they look me up on the internet in the home page that we have, and they're just so happy with what they find out and what they hear and what they read, and it's wonderful. But be very careful. Do not judge. Just follow your heart. Do not judge, and you'll always be right. Because you want to follow who you are, not somebody else. Jesus didn't want anyone to follow him. He was just a sharer, a mentor, a leader, nor does any other teacher. And sometimes people forget. So, unconditional love is a magic wand for you. Wave it continuously. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.